Hey. News.
It's minus one and partly cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero. NDP Justice Critic Jack Harris accuses the Harper government of getting Canada into the torture business. He made the remark after a Canadian press revealed the government has told Canada's spy agency it can use information obtained by the torture, if public safety is at risk. At one time, the Harper government insisted it would not use information from other countries obtained by the torture.
Can the minister please tell us what has changed? Why the sudden tacit endorsement of the use of torture as a matter of policy?
The White House says the U.S. is not considering arming opposition groups in Syria amid calls that some lawmakers to consider such an option. Spokesperson Jay Carney says at this point, American efforts are focused on giving humanitarian help to Syrian people.
We are exploring the possibility of providing humanitarian aid to Syrians, and we are working with our partners again to ratchet up the pressure, ratchet up the isolation on Assad and his regime.
Roughly 2,000 firearms have been melted down in Jamaica as part of a program to reduce gun crime. Police, government, and UN officials destroyed pistols and revolvers on Tuesday by pitching them into a rotary kiln at a cement factory in Jamaica, capital of Kingston. Many of the guns were seized in police operations. National Security Minister Pina Bunting says the destruction of the weapons are important because it should manage stockpiles of guns in Jamaica, the capital of Kingston. You think the weather is bad in your area? Just wait until you hear about what's happening over in Europe. Europeans across the continent have been under dangerous weather for more than a week now, with thousands still trapped by snow in a remote mountain village in the Balkans. Reporter Charles de Lenzma has a story.
A day of mourning has been declared in Bulgaria, where a dam collapsed, leaving 9 people dead. Officials fear that other bigger dams were also on the brink of spilling over after the heavy rain and snow.
Washington State man is under suspicion after a strange voicemail was discovered by police. The voicemail was released of the Washington man, Josh Powell. He explains he didn't mean for this to happen and is deeply sorry for his actions before taking his own life. He also took the lives of his 2 young sons.
This is Josh.
These are the last words of Josh Powell.
I'm going to say goodbye.
This is the voicemail message he left minutes before, police say, he killed himself and his 2 sons. On the tape, obtained exclusively by ABC News, Powell says he cannot live without his sons.
And I'm not able to go on anymore.
His sister says all the time he was under suspicion for the disappearance of his wife, Powell, and the sons were, in her words, crushed alive by hate, harassment, and abuse.
I'm sorry to everyone I've hurt. Goodbye.
20 minutes later, police say, Powell blew up his house while he and his 2 boys were inside. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
An alleged Facebook predator faces dozens of charges for luring in children. Children who use Facebook should know at all times who they are talking to.
RCMP say the 17-year-old male from Trail, BC, is accused of 47 counts, including obtaining sexual services of a person under 18 and sexual touching. Sergeant Rob Vermeulen says they've identified 20 victims so far, most of them from Southeast BC. Vermeulen says this is an opportunity for parents to have another conversation with their children about social media.
You know, hopefully kids are not just randomly accepting friend requests. You want to make sure that you know the person.
The teen, who can't be named, appears in court Thursday. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
An Ontario provincial police officer says it's a miracle that 3 people survived the impact that had carnage on Monday's deadly collision between a flatbed truck and a passenger van carrying a group of migrant workers. Investigators in southwestern Ontario are trying to determine the cause of the collision, which killed 11 people, most of them migrant. There was quite a surprise for Tim Hamilton when he went to get into his SUV parked outside his cabin near Waterton Lakes National Park in southwestern Alberta. The story happened last fall, but it's just coming to light now. A grizzly had inadvertently got into his unlocked vehicle and is believed the wind closed the door on him.
The garage door of our garage was open and the light was on, and I was then panicked that the bear was in the garage still, and called a neighbor who came over with a rifle just in case, and it turned out the bear had not been in the garage at all, but rather had either bit or stepped on the garage door opener while he was in our vehicle.
There was about $60,000 in damage. It was announced today Star Trek icon William Shatner has been named the host of the upcoming June Awards in Ottawa. CTV made the announcement this morning as the nominees were revealed. City and Colour, Dan Mangan, Drake, Feast, and Headley and Nickelback lead Juno nominations with four nods apiece. Nickelback and Headley will also make an appearance as they are among Juno nominations. Toronto roots rock outfit Blue Rodeo will also perform on the same night that the veteran band is being inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Last but not least, Canadian rock band Sloan is up for the Rock Album of the Year, and it's his ninth nomination so far.
I think every time it feels a little different because we're a little bit farther into our career, and we were just saying that, just realizing today that we're together 21 years this month, like basically now, so to release the 10th record and to have it recognized, it's nice.
That's 91X News. Johnny Boldrick has sports. Next.
Doyle's Windows presents 5 great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number 1, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number 2, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number 3, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number 4, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number 5, improve your quality of life with a dual purpose space, from special occasions to everyday living. Your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms. 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doylswindows.com.
3 months from now, three Belleville Bearcat hockey players will head to Slovakia for an international floorball tournament. 91X reporter Lane Sador has a profile of one of the players on her way to Europe.
Christy McKinney has played hockey her entire life. She was invited to Team Ontario's under-18 selection camp in 2009-2010. That same year, she was awarded Nicholson Catholic College's Most Dedicated Player. The year before, she was named hockey's most valuable player at the school. Bearcats coach Todd Robertson says it's her tenacity that makes McKinney a special player.
Christy's got a motor that doesn't stop. She's go, go, go. I've known her since she was 6 or 7 years old as a hockey player. And she was just as competitive back then as she is now.
It's a characteristic that she shares with her favorite player, Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby.
I like how good of a hockey player he is, and he's always focused.
McKinney is in her second season with the Belleville Bearcats Midget AA team and is set to graduate high school in June. Lane Sador, 91X Sports.
A busy night of action in the NHL tonight as 11 games are on tap. 5 of 7 Canadian teams are in action this evening. Toronto travels to Winnipeg, where it looks like Jonas Gustafsson will get the start. In other action, Ottawa looks to avoid feeling blue when the Sens take on former goalie Brian Elliott and St. Louis, the Penguins waddle into Montreal, and the Canucks take on the Preds in Nashville. Elsewhere, star forward Danny Briere returns to action as the Philadelphia Flyers take on the New York Islanders. After a big night in the NBA last night, the association plays to a more pedestrian schedule with only 6 games on the hardwood tonight. Utah travels to Indiana, the Thunder rumble into Golden State to battle the Warriors, and Sacramento looks to crown the Timberwolves. Finally, the Cavs look to extract a measure of revenge on their former superstar as Cleveland will take their talents to South Beach to take on LeBron and the Heat. The news just keeps getting worse for the New York Knicks. Star forward Carmelo Anthony is expected to miss at least a week with a strained right groin. Anthony suffered the injury in the Knicks' 99-88 win over the Utah Jazz. The Knicks were without Amari Stoudemire, who is mourning the death of his brother. Today, the Big Apple celebrated in a big way. Thousands of fans packed the streets this morning for the New York Giants Super Bowl parade. After cruising the streets of Manhattan, the Giants were off to New Jersey, where they play their home games. The Los Angeles Dodgers have re-signed All-Star pitcher Clayton Kershaw. An arbitration hearing was on the horizon, but the sides have agreed on a 2-year contract before the hearing. The 23-year-old Kershaw is the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner after going 21-5 with a 2.28 ERA this past season. It looks like the UFC has finally found its main event for UFC 145. The long-awaited and long-rumored grudge match between light heavyweight champ John Jones and former champ and training partner Rashad Evans will officially headline the UFC's return to Atlanta. The announcement comes just 10 days after Evans defeated fast-rising prospect Phil Davis by decision at UFC on Fox 2. UFC 145 in Atlanta takes place in April. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91x weather.
It's -1 and partly cloudy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Dan Canatero with Johnny Boldrick, 91X News.